You're listening to Greater LA, KCRW's show that connects you to the people and the places of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis, and today we're off to Hollywood. But not the Hollywood of today with its glitzy new malls and high-rise condos. It's a Hollywood of a few decades ago, a more raw, seedy place.
I once brought a girl here on a date, and I decided that I wanted to buy some crack cocaine at this intersection at Yucca and Wilcox, and she got out of the car and ran to a payphone and called her friend to pick her up.
That's Rob Zabrecki, Angelino, musician-turned-author, and today he's showing us around.
And I was begging her to get back in the car, and I'd pulled over and smoked some crack. So you might go left here. And I begged her to get back into the car, and everything was going to be fine. And she stood there stoically until her friend came, and I never talked to her again.
Zabrecki is also a recovering drug addict, and he was the lead singer of a 90s new wave punk rock band called Possum Dixon. Now, Rob's experience of L.A.'s drug dens and hair metal, its punk and new wave clubs, it all belongs to a certain time. And he chronicles that time and place in a new book called Strange Cures. For him, it all began in the L.A. suburb of Burbank.
We're on California Street in sunny Burbank, California. Yes, we are.
I was going to say it's like a peach-colored house.
It is peach-colored now. When I lived there, it was white.
His parents raised him on a sleepy street that looks south to Mount Lee. As a kid, Rob says he only saw the summit that faces Burbank, boring Burbank, as he called it. The other side of Mount Lee was where everything was happening. Hollywood, with its big white sign and the Sunset Strip.
Yeah, because that's where, you know, again, that was where bands played, that's where movies were shot, that's where everything kind of happened.
And Rob would take the bus.
You know, it wasn't uncommon to see, you know, transvestites on the bus or junkies or just weirdos and dropouts that kind of hop on along the way. You know, you pay your 35 cents or whatever and get a transfer and get off at Hollywood near Cahuenga, and then you could go down to Melrose and kind of dip in all the shops there that were selling all the latest records and fashions and all that jazz.
There was a woman, he remembers, who would drape herself in a sheet and hold up a sign that said, "Welcome to Hollywood." And there was Arthur's Hideaway Motel.
And would go, man, the craziest stuff goes on at Arthur's, because you would see people that were carrying video equipment and prostitutes and crack fiends going into that place.
They're shooting porn.
Yeah, or worse. Who knows what they were doing in there? But it was subversive, and it was dark, and it was trippy, and it was like, it was something crazy was going on in there. And we were like, whoa, that's rock bottom, because I always looked at that as like, that's where the real drug addicts go.
Soon, after high school, after moving out of his parents' house in boring Burbank, Rob would become one of those junkies. He would acquire a penchant for heroin, cocaine, crack. While Rob was living high in Hollywood and touring with Possum Dixon, he and a couple of friends from Valley College opened up a coffee house and bar and music venue, a place called Jabberjaw, which used to be right here.
Does this place look familiar?
3711 Pico, yes, it sure does. The former machine shop turned coffee house, art gallery, micro movie theater. Now, what does it say? Fresh and Healthy on Pico, coming soon.
Jabberjaw didn't have a parking sign, no big marquee promoting the bands playing inside. You'd enter through a side gate and walk down a long alley into a courtyard.
The bands that played at Jabberjaw were the alt-rock bands of the day and what became known as indie rock. So I think there was a night here in the early 90s when Nirvana played. and Iggy Pop came to kind of support and give his blessing that made it big turn. And before you knew it, you had bands from Matador Records, Touch and Go, Thrill Jockey. What was kind of becoming is known as the indie rock thing really became big and huge here. So you had bands like Jesus Lizard, Rocket from the Crypt, Spoon, and pretty much any band that was well known in the indie rock world kind of came through Jabberjive, became a national spot. And part of the reason for that is because it was an all ages venue.
Jabberjaw was a hit. Rob's personal life was not. One night, on drugs, he stumbled into Arthur's Hideaway. Yeah, that Arthur's Hideaway. A place that he started hiding out in on his binges.
And one night I was there, and I was visited by a girlfriend of mine who was my picture of a junkie. She had crashed her parents' Jaguar. She had sold all of her mother's clothes to a secondhand shop. She'd been in and out of rehabs for years. And she came to Arthur's one night. I invited her there to join me because I wanted company. And I always felt better in her when she was nearby because she was always so much worse off than I ever was.
I think like perspective.
Yeah. And one night she showed up at Arthur's and she looks at me and she said, you're going to die. And
she said that to you.
Yeah, she did. And it was a big moment for me because I realized that if she was telling me that I looked bad and I had hit a bottom, then I had hit a bottom, you know. So I finished off that few days at Arthur's, and I got sober shortly after.
He cleaned up and got his life together. And today, Rob Zabrecki still hangs out in Hollywood. But instead of the desperate intersections and drug-induced parties, he found magic. It happened on a hot day while he was on tour.
I was looking for air conditioning. It was that there was a magic store that had an air conditioner outside. And so when I went in, I was treated to a magic trick by a man who worked there at Kenzo's Yogi Magic Mart. And it was this little miracle where he put a handkerchief in his hand and he made it vanish. I was amazed by this. So I bought the trick. And that night, our guitar player broke a string. And rather than do the trick by vanishing the little silk handkerchief, it occurred to me that there was a device to vanish something. And so I asked someone in the audience if they had a wrapped condom. And somebody threw a wrapped condom on stage. And I crudely made this thing vanish with this device that I'd just purchased. And it was an amazing moment because I had entertained this group of 200 indie rockers in a way that I could have with a song or, you know, some musical interlude or something.
He found the world of magic and illusion, and it gave him another purpose. And now he plays the exclusive Magic Castle regularly in Hollywood.
So the Academy of Magical Arts.
Which is pretty poetic. He's still hanging out on the other side of Mount Lee, but with new things up his sleeve. By the way, we're online at kcrw.com/greaterLA. And please, while you're there, subscribe to the podcast. Well, coming up, it is a special moment when a woman gives birth to a baby. Well, now more photographers are recording those moments for the family to remember forever. Doulas behind the lenses. That's next on KCRW's Greater LA.